Aaron Glenn, officially the Jets head coach. The Lions will have to replace both the offensive and defensive coordinators. And John, you have said that defensive coordinator hire is more important. It's the hire for Dan Campbell. We've thrown out some names. You got a few more you want to mix in.
Well, yeah, and part of the reason is they're going to operate a little bit more independently than the offensive coordinator will. So you're going to have to trust a little bit more that the guy that you bring in is going to be the leader that you need him to be defensively. He's going to have the concepts that you want to have defensively, and also going to, you know, is going to be productive defensively. So we talked about Calvin Shepard on the as an internal hire promotion. Dennis Allen, who's a guy that he's worked with in New Orleans, has head coaching experience, has been very productive as a defensive coordinator. Robert Saleh, same thing. The other two guys, and brace yourself.
Oh, boy.
There's a guy who interviewed this year for the Colts defensive coordinator job, Cincy's defensive coordinator job, Atlanta. It's been reported that he's interviewed for both all three of those. Did not get it. Wink Martindale.
Man coverage, aggressive.
Yeah. I mean, it could fit. Now, the question is going to be, would he fit temperament-wise? And because he's a very...
Surly?
Surly is
that's a polite
great
word.
Way to put it. And maybe that's what you need.
Yeah.
Is a surly individual that's, you know, headstrong, stubborn, going to get it done. Now, he obviously got it done later in the year for Michigan than he did early on in the year. It took a little bit of an adjustment on his part, knowledge of the players. And so that's a name that he may consider interviewing. The other one was in division. Bad head coach.
Oh, no.
Calls a good defense. Matt Eberflus.
Yeah.
And it's you can't argue with what he did as the DC for the Indianapolis Colts when he was the DC there. So that's what got him the job as the head coach for the Bears. Now, again, weirdo as a head coach. In-game decisions, you know, and clock management, all that's not great as a head coach. I've mentioned this before where I've been around guys that have been really good coordinators, and everybody eventually finds their level that they can rise to. And everybody wants to test the next level to see if, hey, can I be a head coach? Can I be a coordinator? Some are position coaches, some are coordinators, and some are head coaches. He's not a head coach. He is a good coordinator.
You're right. I mean, it's a completely different skill set. Maybe people don't realize this. Like, Dan Campbell was never a coordinator. Clearly a leader of men.
Yeah.
Clearly knows football, knows motivation. Head coach. I don't know. People wonder, is Ben Johnson going to be Adam Gase 2.0? Is he a coordinator, not a coach? A lot of these guys fail for a variety of reasons. Yeah. And it doesn't mean they don't know football. Like, Dennis Allen is not a good head coach. He's failed with the Raiders and the Saints, but he runs a defense. Robert Saleh. It's weird what happened with the Jets, but I think we know he's a good defensive coordinator, even if he's not a good head coach. And could you make that same argument for Eberflus? I suppose you could. I just remember when he was the DC with the Colts, which was where he was before he was with Chicago. A lot of zone. I don't have the numbers, but I remember them being a zone-heavy team. It would feel like Dan Campbell would be handing the keys to his defense to someone who wants to do something very different. I don't see him doing that.
Again, the best coaches are the ones that will be able to use the talent that they are given and adjust their concepts, still, you know, being true to themselves, but adjust their concepts to the players that they are coaching on the roster. And would it be too much of a shift for him? Is Dan Campbell, even though he said, yeah, we want to run more man coverage, but we also need to be a little bit better when we do run zone.
Correct.
Is there a sweet spot? Is there a mix? I think Dennis Allen is the best mix.
I do too. Do you think he has already spoken for that? It's a matter of No, you think he's very much available.
Oh, 100%. If he was spoken for, if he was spoken for in Detroit, in Chicago, he'd already be there.
Mm-hmm. And again, they interviewed Aubrey Pleasant yesterday. If I was Dan Campbell, you'd have a direct connection. You were on staff with Dennis Allen in New Orleans. He was the DC when Dan Campbell was on staff under Sean Payton, when Aaron Glenn was there. The familiarity with one another.
The division?
Because
you can't necessarily argue. I mean, Chicago has had a good defense. And, and Chicago's defense has given Detroit some fits.
At times, yeah. Yeah, I would tell Dennis Allen, hey, it's your choice, bud. You can coach the Bears who were in last place, or you can coach the Lions who were in first place.
One seed.
Where do you want to coach?
And you could come in and after a guy in Aaron Glenn, who you got to believe some of the concepts are going to be very similar because, you know, Aaron Glenn, yeah, he played, he's got his own concepts, but he also, you know, coached under Dennis Allen. So is it possible that you just get the OG?
Dennis Allen's defenses, just to put some numbers on it. In 2016, the Saints were 31st in points allowed. 2017, they went to 10, 14, 13, and then 5, 4, 9, 8. Top 10, four straight years there at the end. This guy gets the most out of his defense. That's all we're talking about here. I'm not asking Dennis Allen to game plan the entire opponent throughout the week. I'm not asking him to lead the team. I just need him to run the defense. That to me would be my number one candidate. I know Robert Saleh's the local guy. I certainly wouldn't be disappointed.
No.
But those are guys I think we're talking about here.
Do you also, is there a concern that he would go with the comfortable hires and that the comfortable hire would be Dennis Allen defensively and Pete Carmichael Jr. offensively? A couple of guys that he worked with in New Orleans. Now, they did have success.
Yeah.
And in their respective positions as coordinators, but would you be concerned that he'd be too familiar that he would be going safe with the comfortable and safe choice?
I think that's a fair criticism. I do, but I think they're a 15-win football team. It's not like they want to reinvent the wheel either. I think you want guys you can trust. I think you want guys that you're on the same page with. You don't want to take a step back. You don't want to have to reintroduce concepts that are foreign to the team. If you want to sprinkle some wrinkles in, I think that's healthy. Campbell spoke about that. Some tweaks will naturally happen with just new people calling the plays. You know, they may have a preference on a second and long that's slightly different than the previous guy. I think some of that will naturally happen. What I don't think you want to do is go way outside yourself for the sake of being different when you're a 15-win football team and you've built a hell of a staff and a philosophy and a mentality. So I think that would be a criticism people would, I just wouldn't feel that way.
I wouldn't feel that way either. And honestly, I mean, familiarity I think does breed success when you know, when Pete Carmichael Jr., if he would be the guy offensively, is very familiar with Dan Campbell. And I think that communication would be very important of this is what I want. Let's get back on task. Let's refocus. Let's get back to what we know this offense is. I think that's an easy conversation to have. I also think that would be an easy conversation to have with Dennis Allen. Hey, this is why I hired you. This is what you are. This is the directive of what I want done.
I think Dennis Allen would be a great candidate. I think that if you rank the guys right now, it's Robert Saleh, who's probably going to become a head coach, and then Dennis Allen. And because Dennis Allen to me is the defensive coordinator version of a Norv Turner, who was a great offensive coordinator, but wasn't a good head coach. I think Dennis Allen has acquired that. He's kind of gone under the radar because of the teams he's been with. But I actually think, I know Jim, you scoffed a little at Eberflus, that maybe that's what Eberflus is. He's just a really good DC, but he's not head coaching material.
Mm-hmm.
I threw this name out to John, and I think it's a total pipe dream. But he didn't dismiss the idea, at least at its core of terms of his coaching talent. What if Pete Carroll doesn't get a head coaching job? He wants back in the game so much. I just wonder if he doesn't get a head coaching job, if that kind of ego could settle for this. But you saw it with Chip Kelly in college. He just said, screw it.
Well, I mean,
I'm going to be an OC.
Okay. If you're doing that, then why not interview Bill Belichick for defensive coordinator?
No, because he's the head coach right now. What I'm saying is Chip Kelly said, screw it. He wanted in the game so much, but he just wanted to be a coach. He just wanted to coach. You're not being as nice about this as you were off the air. I'm a swinger, man. I swing for fences.
Oh, boy.
There's a drop for you.
Can I go on the cruise
with you next
coming
month?
Coming from my territory. Contagious. This is my square.
Is it contagious?
No stone unturned.
clearly.
I would pay Robert Saleh ridiculous money like the Bucks did with Liam Cohen yesterday and just say, come be our DC.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
Dave in Berkeley, you've heard this conversation. Where are you at?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good.
Love the Pete Carroll idea. Hadn't even considered that. Great energy guy. But for me, it's Robert Saleh 100%. Dennis Allen, number two. I hate the idea of hiring from within only because I feel like I don't need him surrounded by yes men. I feel like Dan Campbell makes a lot of risky, stubborn, and frankly dumb decisions, and he needs somebody that can stand up next to him and kind of keep him in check.
Yes, the more feedback, the more input that you have of guys that have been in that decision-making process. Dennis Allen, obviously, as a head coach, been in that decision-making process. Pete Carroll, same thing.
Absolutely. I think we need more brains, less balls.
Getting back to Pete Carroll, you would have to, if Pete Carroll can come to the realization that he's not going to get another head coaching job, and whether it's he's too old or somebody just doesn't want to go down that route and they want to make a commitment to a guy that they think is going to be there for 5-6 years. Pete Carroll's in great health. He might be able to do that. They just don't want to deal with him. And if he can come to the realization that, okay, that is not who I'm going to be, but I want to be back in the game. I want to be coaching. I want to have fun again. I am missing what makes me who I am, and that's a football coach. If he has that desire and he could come in and you could get some assurances that, hey, you're not going to be undermining me with the media, you're not going to be undermining me with anything else, then I mean, kick the tires on it. I don't know that I love that, though.
Look, there's a lot of names floating around, and Campbell said he's not going to be in a hurry. He wants to do this the right way. We got a lot coming up. We got the 2 Grand Slam at 7:25. Dear John, special edition this week at 7:35. And before the hour ends, we know that Heather's husband, Colin, is a giant Lions fan. Mm-hmm. This loss has driven him to do something, I would say, questionable. We'll get to that. It's 97.1.
Hey, a personal injury attorney of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femenino. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell them to call David Femenino at 855-65-CRASH or go to the website getdavidgetpaid.com. That number and website again is 855-65-CRASH or go to getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, before we get to the 2 Grand Slam, Heather, what's going on in the news?
Michigan Secretary of State Joslyn Benson has announced her plans to run for governor, making her the first major Democratic candidate to enter the race to replace Governor Whitmer. So in an email announcing her run, Benson said that she has a track record of delivering results to improve the lives of Michigan residents. She says, quote, I am running for governor because our state needs a bold leader who will save Michiganders time and money, deliver real results that improve everyone's lives, protect our residents, and that's what I've done my entire career. So she was elected as Michigan Secretary of State in 2018. 2018. And then before that, she served as the dean of Wayne State University's law school. Starting on February 21st, so right around the corner, a little less than a month from now, the minimum wage for tipped workers is going to increase, or is expected to increase. And some people are really excited for this. They think, okay, these tipped workers are going to make even more money. They're going to make a higher wage plus their tips. However, there are some restaurant owners that are worried they just won't be able to sustain this hike.
Right.
And some restaurants are now going to be implementing a 20% service charge to prepare for the change. Some could implement maybe a different percentage, but 20% was this one particular restaurant. They said they had two options. They either cut their staff or they implement some sort of charge. And he said, I don't have the option to cut staff. I need all my staff to run my business, right? I can't cut them. So in order to support them, I'm going to implement this fee. Some people have said, well, even with a fee, I'll still tip. Other people are saying, well, the 20% is like my tip.
Yeah.
Like on top of my bill, that's already what I would tip.
Can you really afford to tip 40%? Yeah, that's a tough pill to swallow.
So,
and I get it. A lot of these restaurants are on slim margins to begin with, but you got to be very careful. If you raise your prices or start slapping on fees, people are going to stop showing up altogether.
Right. So it's going to be interesting. We'll see. Yeah, apparently, there's still a group of people trying to hopefully... Well, for them, stop this increase from going into effect. So we will see. Post Malone has teamed up with Oreo to create his own cookie, and it features the first ever twisted cream center. So the cream is a salted caramel and a shortbread, and then it's sandwiched between like a regular chocolate cookie on one side and then a golden cookie on the other. And each cookie is then going to have like one of nine embossed designs on the top that will kind of like be a nod towards his music. Some could be a sunflower, a knight, a saw blade, a pickup truck, a butterfly. And Oreo says the limited edition cookies will be released on shelves February 3rd, but they will be available for presale at Oreo.com on Monday.
Mm. Seems cool, right? I mean, his music is
sure. A
blend of every. He's done country, he's done rap, he's done hip hop. So yeah, makes sense.
Who doesn't love Oreos, right?
Yeah, like, there you go.
it's all good. It's a good collab.
Yes.
Yeah, I like it. So this could be an NHL first. The Edmonton Oilers scored a goal all thanks to a nacho platter.
I heard about this.
So the Oilers were playing at home against the Washington Capitals. And this is on Tuesday night when a fan threw their nacho tray onto the ice, right? And moments later, Corey Perry slapped a puck past the Capitals goalie, Logan Thompson. And after the game, after the goal, Thompson did admit that the nachos distracted him.
Basically, it's here comes. Oh wait, is that nachos? Those look good.
I'm hungry. Maybe.
Oh, you got me.
I'm surprised he admitted it because I'm sure he's gonna get some flack. You gotta lock in.
Oh, yeah. His locker's gonna be loaded with nachos.
Yes.
What I think of with nachos, I think of Prince Fielder with the Tigers getting into the stands and then taking a nacho for himself.
Me too, for sure. Ref said they didn't blow the whistle because the nachos didn't technically interfere with gameplay. So, one of the two smaller towers of the Rensen is headed for auction. So later this year, it could be yours. The 21-story tower, 600, is mostly empty. There are still about three or four businesses that are inside of it, but it's going to be auctioned off March 17th through the 19th. Starting bid is at $2.75 million. It was built in 1981, has different ownership, obviously, than the original five towers. Those belong to General Motors.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see what will happen. It contains 334,000 square foot. It is 11% occupied right now.
Jeez. So much office space around. I mean, it's not just in Detroit, everywhere that there's nobody in.
Abandoned.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You guys want to give away some money?
I sure do.
Let's do it.
I really hope we can give away some money, and it would be awesome to give away $2,000. We haven't done that in a while. 60 seconds, 10 questions, $25 for each question answered correctly. $2,000 if our contestant can get them all right.
Michael in Romulus, good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, Michael. Have you played before?
No, this is my first time.
All right.
All right, here we go.
This is going to be fun. You know the rules, right?
I think so, yeah.
All right, well, you want to answer as quickly as possible. If you don't know one, though, you can pass, and if there's time, we're going to get back to it. Hopefully, you can get them all right. So, Michael, your time is going to start as soon as I start reading the first question. Here we go.
Okay.
Here we go. Who do the Red Wings play tonight?
Pass.
Who led the NFL in interceptions this season?
Pass.
Zoe Saldana played this character in Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
The Rock.
Who is currently ranked number one in men's college basketball?
Oh, pass.
Who scored the first touchdown for the Lions last Saturday night?
Gibbs.
Is Sheboygan located in Lower or Upper Peninsula of Michigan?
Lower Peninsula.
Who was the 44th president of the United States?
Barack Obama.
Who is the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers?
Pass.
This musical group had the 1977 hit Night Fever.
I'll pass.
Who won the Heisman Trophy last month?
Man, I forgot his name. Pass.
So, we got to go to the judges. What are we doing with
the peninsula?
The peninsula. No good.
Oh,
no good. Just outside
Michael,
the upright.
You would wish I was a judge because yeah. I would have given it to you.
You said upper first.
This is the Guardian's rule.
Oh, man.
So you got two.
$50.
All right. Well, I thank you guys.
Hey, thanks for playing. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, appreciate you listening. And we'll put you on hold. Stay there. We'll make sure you get your $50. Not nothing. It's $50 you didn't have when you woke up today.
Yep.
It is.
Yep. So let's get clarification on the rule.
I don't like always being made the bad guy in these situations. And Greg, I looked at Greg, but clearly in the rules, and we put these online too as well, if you say something wrong first, you're wrong. You don't get to correct yourself. It's clearly stated, but nice Judge Heather would have given him a break.
I would have.
Well,
I
you're making us look bad, like the bad guys.
Well, you kind of are.
Well, if you're simply following rules, I know this like generation can't follow
are
rules.
There
but
for a reason.
I can hear it in Michael's voice that he did know it. As soon as he said upper, he was like, "Oh,
he was guessing.
No! I don't think he was."
Yeah, but you got to be careful because
it doesn't matter. He got it wrong.
I see, you got to be careful because otherwise, you just say both and you'll get it every time if it's an either or.
I get it. Maybe I felt bad.
No false.
Because he passed so many times, so maybe I just was like, let's just
Greg
throw him alone. I get it.
Greg, with these restaurants now having these service charges that Heather had renewed, should we give it to him so that he can go out to eat? No.
Pay for the tip.
It's done. It's over. He got two.
Let's go through it, though. This was not an easy one.
No, it was hard.
I know we beat people up and they don't get enough of them right. This was a tough one. Who do the Wings play tonight?
It would be the Canadians.
I don't think it's top of mind for people. I'm just being honest. And I love the Wings. I don't know that
you're going.
I'm going to be there, but I don't know the average person is dialed into the opponent night in and night out for this hockey team. Who led the NFL in interceptions this season?
I thought this one was one of the more gettable. It's Kirby Joseph.
We were looking for Gamora for Guardians of the Galaxy 3.
I don't even know what he said.
He said The Rock.
Yeah.
The number one ranked team in men's college basketball. I don't think it's on anybody's radar. Auburn.
Yeah.
Who scored the first touchdown Saturday night? Gibbs was the answer. Sheboygan is in the Lower Peninsula. Barack Obama, 44th president. He got that right. Todd Bowles, the head coach of the Bucks. The Bee Gees had the 77 hit Night Fever. And the Heisman Trophy winner last month was Travis Hunter.
Yes.
Your next chance to win is Tuesday at 7:25. Coming up next, special edition of Dear John. Before the hour ends, I want to know if Colin is alone or if this is common Lion fan behavior as you deal with the loss last weekend. It's 97.1. All right, DearJohnJansen@gmail.com. You want to send in yours.
All right, John, let's start with this first one. Excuse me. When can I stop paying? Dear John, I recently started seeing this girl I met on the apps, and we've hit it off great. She's funny, cool, and actually looks like her pictures. We've been on 3 dates so far. A dinner, ice skating, and a movie night back in my place, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
For each of them, I foot the bill, including the movie we rented plus takeout. I know as a guy I'm expected to pay and have no issue with it, But until when? How long do I continue paying, and how do I bring it up without becoming kind of off-putting?
Until you die.
Forever.
Forever. Get used to it. It's just, call it old school, whatever. I don't care. It's if you go, unless she offers or she says, hey, let's go here and this one is on me, or I'm going to treat, or let's go Dutch, whatever. That's part of your responsibility, I believe. And it's, trust me, the bills are only going to get higher the further down the road this goes. That's just how I would operate.
Well, I'm glad you said it first, because I do agree with you. I mean, I do think things have changed a lot lately. I don't know, I haven't been on a date in a long time, but I do think things are a little different where the females are offering to pay as well or split the bill. I think that's kind of changing a little bit. Also, maybe when you're like really serious, you guys are living together, you've kind of like intermixed your lives. But then typically when you're married, your money is intermixing as well. So maybe it'd be a little different.
If it gets more serious, it's a conversation you have to have regarding finances. Sure. It's one that you have to have before. I don't know if you want to have it before. Maybe you do before you pop the question. Like, all of these things need to be discussed because they become major issues when you are married.
Yes.
I do think it's a gray area the longer it goes. The first date's obviously the guy's going to has to pay for it. Second, third. Yeah, he's still kind of in the early courting stages of this. At some point, though, she's working. She should offer. Like, that's a good gesture at some point to offer. If you've been taken out on 5, 10, 15 dates, hey, I got this one, or I'll pick up the ice cream or something, right?
But if you're in that position, are you going to say, hey, this is your turn?
It's now.
Awkward, right?
You pay.
Right.
It's awkward.
I think you wait for her to approach the subject. And at that point, if she cares, like if this is a real relationship, at
she'll
some point,
offer. She'll, yes. Yeah. That might be your giveaway. Like, hey, if she's not as into this as you are, that could be one of the tells.
It depends on the type of individual you're looking for as well. Do you want somebody that is just looking to be provided for, or do you want an independent, strong individual? Mm-hmm. And that independent, strong individual is going to say, you know what? Hey, you don't have to continue to take me out. We could do this together.
Sending a message. Dear John, the last time we got some snow, I came home from work to find my sidewalk and driveway had already been plowed.
Oh, wow.
When I got inside, I thanked my wife. She said she didn't do it. The neighbor did it along with his own space. I said, sweet, less work for us. But she was embarrassed and thinks he was sending a message because I didn't do it quick enough. For context, the snow fell overnight. I was running late for work and was going to do it when I got home. Was I really too slow? Or do I have the best neighbor ever?
You might have the best neighbor ever. And it sounds like this is, you know, maybe a little bit new to the neighborhood, or maybe your neighbor's new to the neighborhood and they were just doing something nice. I think maybe a plate of cookies, just a little thank you, recognizing that he did it, because then all of a sudden you can gauge the reaction, the personal reaction of, oh, well, he was actually doing this because he was nice. Or you'll be able to gauge the reaction of, you know, maybe you should be doing this a little earlier.
I think he was doing it to be nice.
I was actually, question for you guys.
Yeah.
This morning when I left.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I actually left a little bit early. I was up, just ready to go. I walked out. I saw it snowed more. We're new to the neighborhood. I wanted to shovel.
Okay.
Would it have been too early to be making the noise? Because shoveling is not a quiet affair. I mean, I'm not going to fire up a snowblower. Would it have been too early to shovel the driveway?
I don't think so.
I left at just before 4 o'clock.
It's too early, but you have to do it. So it's understandable. You can't be mad at you.
Yeah, I didn't know there was rules to shoveling. Well, I would say go for it.
Okay.
Yeah, you can do that. But for this snow, I would say use a broom.
Oh, we this had is a lot of snow.
What's got, what, 4 or 5 inches, Heather?
No, but more
that's
than
a lot of snow.
No, but I meant more than if
I've used broom. I've used a broom with like 2 inches and just go. If it's not a wet snow.
No, this one, our driveway would have required a shovel. I'm not going to use a broom on it.
Are you just not a broomer? Is that not manly enough?
I mean, I don't know that I've ever. I mean, maybe I got out the. Could I have gotten out the blower?
Oh, you're not a broomer, you're a blower.
Heather, the next one's Rebellious Daughter.
Oh my gosh, okay, yes, Rebellious Daughter. So, dear John, my daughter and I have been fighting a lot since I divorced her mom. She's at that age range where everything sets her off. The latest battle centers around the fact that I went to Michigan. She started wearing OSU gear around the house and celebrated their national championship like she was a lifelong fan. She tells me she wants to apply to the Ohio State University. I actually don't mind if she goes, but I think just doing it in spite of me is a bad reason to pick a college. How should I handle this?
Here is the bill for your share of the heat. Here's your cell phone bill. Here is your part of rent for the mortgage. And if you want to go to, you know, the Ohio State, get a job.
So if one of your kids wanted to go there, you'd make them pay their way as opposed to helping the other kids out?
It all depends on the reason. If they're simply doing it because they're mad at me, first of all, that's a very poor decision to make. They're showing poor decisions. So how do you teach a kid how to make better decisions? You put some responsibility on them.
This last one, Naked and Unafraid. And I, full disclosure, this was not sent to us. I saw this on TikTok, but I need to get John's reaction.
Okay.
So it's written, Dear John, I play beer league hockey. It's co-ed. And we have one woman on the team. She's a good player. She's a good hang. Last Saturday after the game, we're peeling off her gear, hopping in the shower, and she walks into the bathroom. Not just to say goodnight, she proceeds to shower with us, fully nude, like it's nothing. Safe to say the boys were caught off guard. No idea where to look. By the way, she's 27, athletic, and frankly, quite attractive. Am I weird for thinking this was a wild move? Let me know. I'm still processing this.
It seems a little bit on the wild side, yes. I know everybody wants to be comfortable with all these things. I would not be comfortable with that. I'm sure you're talking about some married men in there as well. I think their wives probably would not be comfortable with them showering in a locker room with another woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. And where do you look? So that's always the, you know, like, you're not looking. As to begin with, if it's right. A bunch of dudes, you're not looking. Yeah. So, you know, line of sight is probably not the issue, but that kind of is the, you know, stare at the ceiling? What do I do? Because my first question is, I'm sure everybody was listening was going to wonder, was, you know, how hot is she?
And apparently
pretty hot.
Apparently, yeah, kind of smoking hot. Yeah.
Heather?
Wild move. Totally wild move, right? Like, what's happening?
Yeah.
What is she hoping for? Like, what is her purpose? What does she want out of all this?
I don't want to make any assumptions, but if she is that comfortable doing that, maybe she's not into dudes.
Yeah. Is it a power thing?
Maybe maybe she's really into dudes and she's hoping. I don't know. Like, what is it? What?
I don't know. So, I mean, is there a single guy on the team? Maybe he should, if so inclined, ask her out.
But you can't make a move in the shower while you're both naked.
Well, no, right? That's not what I'm talking about.
Hey, afterwards.
Yeah, afterwards, hey, you want to go grab dinner? And, you know, gauge the reaction. Maybe she is into dudes. Maybe it's a great opportunity.
Maybe she's like, you creep. But then it's like mixed signals, maybe?
You creep.
Yeah.
You're the creep.
Who's the creep here, John?
Exactly, yeah.
All right.
No, that's a bold move there.
Yeah, for sure.
Anyway, that's Dear John. It's 97.1.
Hey, we're talking about working out. Hey, I don't know. I know they have separate locker rooms at Planet Fitness, and it is a judgment-free zone. So maybe you can do whatever you want there. But here's the thing I do know about it. It's a great value in their membership. Right now, if you want to look to get stronger this year, this is the year to do it. They've got a lot of options. $1 down, $15 a month gets you in the door. If you want a little bit more, they've got the Black Card membership, which gives you access to over 2,600 clubs nationwide. If you travel, you always want to have somewhere to work out. Planet Fitness is the company to go with. They've got over 50 in Detroit, 15 in Grand Rapids, 6 in Toledo, and they've also updated a lot of their machines. They've got a lot of variety in how you want to work out. Free weights, cable towers, Smith machines, upper and lower body strength machines, a lot in the cardio department, treadmills, bikes, Stairmasters, they've got it all. And it is so easy to join. If you're over 18, all you got to do is check out where they're at, planetfitness.com. We'll stop by the local club to find more information. You can find hours and amenities and locations on that same website. Find your nearest club and join today in club, online, or on the free Planet Fitness app. We're all strong on this planet. That's Planet Fitness.
Oh, lots of people with lots to say following Dear John. We are going to get to Lions fans and how they're coping with the loss on Saturday, including Colin.
He's not doing well.
I wonder if what he's doing is relatable or not. We'll get to that. But first, some of the ticket text. John, are your neighbors' houses made of paper? Who could hear you shoveling this morning through their walls?
Oh, I'd hear my neighbor if they shoveled the way his driveway like backs up to mine. Well, I would hear that.
We've only lived there for a month, too. And I just don't know if, like, it's not a quiet process. And it's not a huge driveway, but
I think it's one of those things where we understand you have to shovel your driveway. Yeah. It's the right thing to do. If someone gets annoyed by it, so be it. It's when you get up and have to go to work. You're not running a snowblower, right?
Yeah.
Or mowing your lawn at 6 in the morning when people are trying to sleep in the summer.
Right.
Yeah, I think you're all right if you would have. This one says, I shovel the driveway at 5 a.m. It's a competition with the neighbors. If you're not first, you're last. Lazy people sleep.
Yeah.
For the guy who had his neighbor take care of the sidewalk in the driveway, buy him a 6-pack of his preferred beverage as a thank you.
So you'd have to understand and know what that is. Yeah. Then you'd probably already know the personality of your neighbor.
Yeah. This person says too early. After work's fine. They didn't wait too long. That's what he's saying.
Oh, okay. I thought you said like he was referring to my shoveling in the morning.
Maybe he was. Yeah. It's just too early after work.
Well, no. Some people want to shovel before they drive on it.
Right. Yes, which is what I wanted to do. Yes. I ended up not shoveling this morning, so now there's going to be...
But are you okay if like you woke up today and you go, I didn't have time. I'm going to get to it when I get off work. Are you too late?
People will have driven on it, so now it's too late.
But I'm saying your sidewalk.
We don't have sidewalks.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, this one says... sounds like a terrible deal for this guy. Women want traditional treatment, but aren't traditional.
I think there are still a lot of women that even they may not say it out loud, but they do want some tradition in their relationships.
Sure.
And if you are if you're asking somebody out on a date, I just believe that the guy should pay for it.
When
you get to a certain position or a certain status in your relationship, then you can have that conversation.
You can figure out what works for you guys. Yeah. Heather, you said you went to a date one time where the guy didn't pay?
Yeah, it was, I went on a date a long time ago.
Not Colin.
No, it was not Colin. We went to the restaurant, a nice restaurant, ordered a really nice meal, bottle of wine, and then went for the bill to come, and oh my gosh,
he reached for his pocket.
His wallet. I was a teacher at the time, and it was a very expensive bill. Not that I just wasn't expecting to pay the whole thing.
Yeah.
And if I knew that going into it, I maybe would have went somewhere different or ordered a different entree.
He picked the place.
Yeah.
He picked you up and then didn't pay.
Yeah. And I didn't want to be embarrassed by that. So I was like, okay,
I got
in
it.
My car. I mean, what was I going to do? Just walk out.
Was there a second date?
There was.
Oh, okay.
Did he pay for that one?
He did.
Okay, good.
So I'm a big believer first date's mandatory for a guy.
Yeah.
Probably the first few.
Mm-hmm.
What I was going to say there, and you surprised me that you went on a second date, was that if things don't go well from the guy's perspective, do they change their mind on how this is going to get paid? Like, if they think it's going nowhere, I've never done that. I'm just saying,
I'm sure guys have, but
guys probably do that. Or they just go to the bathroom and leave.
Oh, but that reflects so poorly on you.
Yeah.
Yeah. John, I think that's where you were going. Like, that you're kind of a...
Oh,
it says a lot about you
as
a person.
Jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
you go, she's not as hot as I thought she was. The conversation's not very good. You want to split this? Actually, can you pay for it? I left my wallet at home.
Oh, gosh. I hope that wasn't the case.
Oh, no. I don't think.
Oh, she sucks. I don't have a wallet. Sorry.
No. I think he simply just forgot his wallet. He was probably mortified as well. Like, how do I? He was probably stressed at some point. Oh, wait a second. I don't have my wallet. How am I going to?
Or was he testing you?
It could
Are you
have
just
been.
Here for a free meal?
Maybe. That's
reading
what I start to think,
too
right?
much into it, yes. Dude just forgot his wallet. Should have called a buddy and said, hey, can you bring me a couple $100 worth of cash?
Yeah.
The guy should ask his date to play credit card roulette. 50-50 shot to not pay the bill. Makes it interesting. Jason in a car.
first date. I don't know about that.
No.
I mean, maybe by like, because his point was, when do we, maybe that's right. A fun way of like, hey, on the fifth date, maybe you see how she reacts to it.
No.
John, how would you react? You're on a date first time and things have gone well and you're getting ready to pay it. And she goes, no, I'm paying it, and just grabs a receipt. I would love to see your reaction. I think you would be beside yourself almost.
I would be uncomfortable. I mean, it just because I'm a more traditional individual, right. And I would think that I would be paying for it. And yeah, I mean, that would be. But I also think that how the conversation goes while you're at dinner, like if she is a strong individual and that happened, I still would be uncomfortable, but I might understand it more. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah. Be very awkward for me.
Yeah.
That hockey woman is awesome, signed Jason in Royal Oak. Certain films start out that way, signed another ticket texter. Bush or no Bush, Sean the Mailman.
Come on. You can't read that out loud.
I'm Ron Burgundy. This is just what was put in front of my face.
Far worse things have been said on these airwaves.
Sure.
I don't know that we're trying to top those things, but anyway, Heather, Colin is a big Lions fan.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked about it all season, like obsessed, right? Like watching games multiple times. We'll watch it together and then he'll be watching it the next day. Oh, I mean, Dan Campbell was on my TV all of the time, right? I'm getting into all these podcasts, whatever. Huge fan. Obviously, super disappointed with how the season ended. The next day, Sunday morning, I also, you know, the kids went to bed before the game started. I had Brooks in this like Lions onesie for his PJs. And Colin got Brooks out of bed and immediately he put him in real clothes. Like, had to get him out of that one. Couldn't see him in this Lion onesie. Emily had a Lions shirt on, got her out of that. And the first thing he said was, so we need to go shopping. I said, oh, okay. He's like, I need some new clothes. Because all he wears
is Lions gear.
And I mean, that is for his birthday, that's what I got him. For Christmas, that's what I got him. I mean, that's all he wears.
Yeah.
Lions hoodies, Lions shirts, Lions zip up, Lions hat. He's got Lions socks, like everything. And now he wants nothing to do with it, right? He does not want to wear anything Lions related or see the kids in it, apparently.
Is that an overreaction? We'll talk about it after the update. It's 97.1.